All righty, guys, good to see so many of you. Come on up. We're continuing to look at our bulletin and all the things that happen in our normal worship service. Congregation, turn with me in your bulletin to page 9. There's still a seat right here. Look, there's a spot right there. There you go. All right. So on page 9, that's where I told the congregation to go, and there's some Latin words there. It says Pax Domini. That's what we want to talk about today, the Pax Domini. And it's very simple. What does the word Pax mean? It means peace. And what does Domini mean? Of the Lord. So when it says Pax Domini, later, we're going to do this later in the service. I'm going to say to everybody, the peace of the Lord be with you. Right? The peace of the Lord. So we say that. The Bible says it regularly that God wants us to have peace. Now I was thinking about this. In your houses, sometimes mom and dad have used the word peace along with another word. Does anyone know what I'm talking about? Do you guys know what I'm talking about? What's the other word?
Quiet.
I want some what?
Peace
and quiet. Right? Everybody know? See, they knew. You guys haven't heard this? You guys are so well-behaved, nobody ever tells them they want some peace and quiet. I'm not sure I buy that. But anyway, so mom and dad's going to say peace and quiet. They mean it's getting loud in the house. Has that ever happened? So they're saying I want it to be kind of silent. Now, there's something to that, peace and quiet. But when the Bible says peace, it's actually talking about something different. You know what it's talking about? It's talking about peace in my heart, right? Point here. Everybody, where's your heart? When you say peace in my heart, parents, is that what we really need? Peace in our heart, because God wants us to have a peace here, even if things are loud or they might be quiet. God wants me to have peace. And what is the peace that God wants me to have? Peace and loud. That could be, right? God wants us to have peace in our spirit because we know that God loves us and Jesus is the Savior, right? That's our peace, to know that Jesus has saved me and God has made me his son or his daughter, right? That's your peace. Life around us might be very busy and kind of chaotic. Can life be busy and chaotic? It can be, right? But can we be peaceful? We can have peace, right? So God wants us to have the peace that's in here no matter what's going on. Now, I'm going to say to everybody, the peace of the Lord be with you always, and you're going to respond by saying, so believe it or not, it says amen. Other parts of the service, when I say the Lord be with you, then you say, and also with you. When I say the peace of the Lord be with you, you're going to say amen, because amen means I agree. I'm saying God wants us to have peace, the peace of knowing Jesus the Savior. And I say, I want for you guys peace. And you're going to say, I agree. I want peace for me too, right? So it's coming up in the service. It's very quick. But we are going to say the peace of the Lord, right? That's the Pax Domini, important part of our church service. God's peace be with everybody. Thanks for coming up. I'm glad to see you guys. You can head to your spots, and we sing the hymn of the day.